I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD News, in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham appeared on CBS's Face the Nation on Sunday and was asked if there was an emergency at the New Mexico border, which President Trump declared there is. But Grisham claimed that
there's not an emergency at the border. It's because they're sowing fear, racism, hate, and discrimination. And it's all based on a president who has no intention of dealing with immigration policy or foreign policy in a productive way. He wants this wall, and he's lying to the American people.
Otero County Commissioner Corey Griffin, who is leading the Cowboys for Trump movement, was in Washington, D.C. over the weekend with 12 other horse riders who rode into town. Now, he didn't get to meet President Trump, but he did get a phone call from him, and they spoke on the border issue and other matters concerning New Mexico.
Mr. President, I said, I'm fixing to catch a flight. I got to get back to a county meeting that I have tomorrow in the sanctuary state. Then I explained to him the sanctuary county.
Griffin said his organization plans a summer trip to the White House.
And he goes, I tell you what, if you guys come and you bet I've got 20 acres on that south lawn, I'll have the gate open for you and you guys can just ride right on in here.
The violent apprehension team of Chavez County made 14 felony arrests Saturday night. And on a tip, they also arrested a woman staying at a local motel who was also wanted and made a big bust. Chavez County Sheriff Mike Harrington elaborates.
Went in and stopped to arrest her. And then at that time, we ended up getting guns, drugs, and paraphernalia, which is scales and some other things, during that arrest. So we got quite a bit of stuff.
Carlsbad police have arrested 18-year-old Tyler Riley in connection with the murder of Melvin Manson of Carlsbad, who was found inside his home with a gunshot wound to his head early Thursday morning. Riley was arrested a short time later on a tip leading to his location. He was charged with second-degree murder and tampering with evidence. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tommy Reese.